Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb and Jay dive into their five favorite things across an ever-changing landscape of topics. Every episode they share, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from the profound to the profoundly absurd. Sometimes they even have a guest to give them a fresh perspective, whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs. You're in for a treat, so grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
Hi.
Hi.
Jameson said he wanted to do this one because it's top five superpowers. So,
Yeah, that's fair. I have no idea.
It's not Dominion Expansion Skibbity Smurf Cat Ohio Rizzlers, that's for sure.
See, he gets it.
I've heard those words. I don't think I could define them.
So. I was literally just reciting them from a text message.
I had to send it to him Vivian? So that he would remember.
Got it. Yeah. Those crazy kids and their newfangled words.
Yeah.
You should just send them. Copy and paste, you know?
Oh, yeah, I mean to text it?
Yeah, just copy and paste the one that I sent.
Which one? This one or this one?
The second one.
This one?
Yeah.
Dominion Expansion, Skibbity, Snurf Cat. I've never heard Snurf Cat. That's a new one.
Snurf Cat, Ohio Rizzlers.
Give me one.
Pretty sure Ohio, isn't Ohio Rizzler like a baseball team?
I don't know.
You can ask Jameson.
Yeah, I've Skibbity and Rizzler I've heard, but I have not heard them in the context of Ohio Rizzler. I guess Rizzlers could be from anywhere, right? Is that why it's Ohio?
So, they kind of all go like together, or they go in little pairs, and when you put them together, they just make like the ultimate stupid sentence. So,
I don't know what's a Smurf Cat.
Yeah. Here's how Jameson, because I didn't know. I asked him and he said, just combine the worst traits of a Smurf and the best traits of a cat, and then you have a Smurf cat.
Okay, got it.
I haven't seen one before, so.
You haven't seen a Smurf cat?
Look it up.
What about a Skibbity Smurf cat?
He said not to because they're like scary or something.
They're rabid.
My son sent you this?
Yes.
Sent you the Smurf cat? Oh, okay.
Oh no, I sent that.
Right, but he's asking if his son knows this or
yes.
Told you.
Yes.
He introduced you to Smurf cat.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't like say that, but like I asked him what it meant because like I have no idea.
Yeah, I think he just made it up. I don't think it's a real thing.
It is. I promise you. I've heard too many people say it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. That then the thing that I just sent you, that was a book club name that so you know.
There was a book club name?
Yeah, there was a book club of all boys.
Skibbity Smurf Cats.
They decided to name it the Dominion Expansion Skibbity Smurf Cat Ohio Rizzlers.
Got it.
That's what they named their book club, so.
Interesting.
Not to be confused with the Alpha Ohio Grimace Shake Skibbity Smurf Cat Rizzler.
It sounds very similar.
But not except to be confused with.
Except for you threw in the Grimace in there.
And the Alpha. The Alpha Ohio Grimace Shake.
Skibbity Smurf Cat Rizzler.
Was that another name for a Boys reading group.
No.
What was that?
That was just another fun sentence to put together.
Yeah, that was another sentence that I've heard of boys say.
Got it.
So who knows? Who knows?
We just saw Inside Out 2 tonight. That just came out.
Wait, it's already out? I thought
Just
it comes
came
out
out. Like,
tomorrow.
they had like pre-showings
Oh,
tonight.
got it. Yeah, we're ta I think we're gonna try to go see that on Sunday.
Was really good.
Or maybe Saturday. I don't know
Two
when.
thumbs up. Four thumbs up.
Yeah, it looks really good. We
Oh.
went and saw
The bubbles.
we saw it the other weekend.
Did you really? The
Or not
original
it,
one?
if. Sorry, if.
Oh, I was gonna say, those are
Sorry.
very different movies.
I said yeah.
Yeah, we like
If.
that one.
Yeah, that was a really
Did
good
you
one.
like that one, Viv?
It.
Yes,
Oh
not it.
God.
Sorry. Yeah.
Wrong two letter I word, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was good. I saw it with one of my friends, so that was cool.
Was it your
Did
dad?
you tear up at
It
all?
was you and Avery.
Oh, that's right. What'd you say, Caleb?
Any tears or no tears?
I cried a little bit.
Yeah, maybe at
No.
I didn't cry once tonight at Inside Out 2.
Sure.
I cried like five times.
Just once for me.
Just once.
Yeah,
Pixar
and
will
then
do that.
mom on the other.
Mom didn't cry at all, she said.
No?
Said something
She
bad
said
words.
some naughty words.
Uh-oh.
She said, I guess I'm a no, not
Oh,
gonna say it. She'll get mad at
okay.
us.
You can tell me. You could just edit this out of the podcast. You'll be fine.
I'll do a my first censor.
Yeah.
She said she's a heartless
No, she said she's stone-hearted.
Stonehearted.
Stone-hearted.
Now I
Uh-oh.
got two edits to do.
Just don't put this part in the cop podcast.
No, I'll find a way to beep it out. They've got to have that tool in there. I did I yeah, I told you that I found the way to
Instead of
do the
beeping
sound
it.
effects again in GarageBand, didn't I?
No,
They're all the way over on the right-hand side,
Yeah.
one of the buttons.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Instead of doing like a sensor, you should do a duck quack or something.
Duck quack, okay.
Wow.
Quack.
Yeah,
I haven't messed with the new OS yet. I finally upgraded to it the other day, and I haven't really messed with it much.
Excited for the stuff they just announced. Some of the AI stuff.
For
It's gonna make
18.
me more organized.
Yeah. As if you're not organized enough.
I'm not organized enough.
Sure.
There's always room
There's
for
just like
improvement.
menial
You things that just need to be a little bit
have
better.
so many notes.
I do.
So many.
Yeah, they need to be sorted.
I have a lot of notes too, but I like notes.
Oh, I thought you could do a cat meow over
That is something I could do. I've
it.
got to do some editing. The episode that came out this past week was the last one that I have
Oh,
edited,
okay.
so I got to get more.
Do you have more recorded still?
Yeah, I think there's like three or four.
Who's
Okay.
Jacqueline?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, what's up,
Oh,
Skibbity Smurf Cat, Ohio Rizzler?
sure. These are all normal things, normal
Can you
things.
translate that for us?
Me?
I can't.
No,
Maybe
Derek.
I'm Ken.
I wanted
Yeah.
Derek to translate it.
I don't know if
It's certainly not.
I can. You're not Skibbity
I suppose not.
Smurfcat?
I suppose not.
You're definitely Ohio Rizzler,
Well, I know that, Caleb.
though. Okay.
Ohio
Don't be
Rizzler
naive.
sounds like a steakhouse.
Or
A
it sounds like
bad
a cereal.
steakhouse.
It sounds like a serial killer.
The Ohio Rizzler struck again.
Oh, hold on.
That's Cap. That's Cap.
Riz is short for charisma.
Oh, okay. Riz is short for charisma.
Yes. Oh, you got some Riz.
You got that Ohio Riz?
So
that's bad Riz.
That is bad Riz. So if you're a Rizzler, that means you're good at Riz, though. But if you're an Ohio Rizzler, that means you're bad at Riz.
Well, obviously. Bet.
Obviously.
Bet, for sure.
Self-explanatory.
I don't know why Vivian's wasting her time trying to explain this shit. We know it.
It's obvious. All right, Viv, we got to kick you out.
Aww.
Bye, Viv.
Can I just be creepy in the background?
Yes, no, that'll mess up your Riz. Need to give my AirPod back to me.
Bye.
Bye.
Viv, does this mean anything to you?
What?
Did you know that that's how you can control things on your AirPods?
What?
She still has the old ones.
Wow. No.
Like the wired
I'm
ones?
I'm getting the headphones after I save up.
No, she's got the original long stem ones.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But these ones you have to squeeze.
Yeah, I love these. These are way better.
I agree that they're a better headphone, but I prefer the tapping than the squeezing.
Oh, okay.
I'm a tapper. Sue me.
All right, Finn,
tapper was
go.
A little easier. A little easier for sure.
I would agree. Especially like when I was like doing welding and shit, like my hands would, you know, first off, my hands would be filthy. So like if I could just
gripping it and putting oils and dirt on it.
Yeah.
Caleb, Vivian would like to know if Jameson can call her.
They're going to do their own podcast.
He was in the shower. I'm not sure if he's out yet. I haven't heard him yet come down. So
he's not sure if he's available yet. So
he's indisposed.
We'll let him know.
He just got done running a mile a little bit ago.
He just got done running a mile
and is in the shower.
So yeah, how you guys doing? How you doing, Derek?
Shit. I was good. Mowing. Wow. I was mowing the yard up until 6 minutes ago.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And completely forgot it's Thursday night. I do have my list prepared.
All right.
No, I didn't. I did not finish the yard. That's the story of my life. Super busy. Got granite installed last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So
don't take it for granted.
No, you never do. Got a new dishwasher installed this week. That's been game changing.
Oh yeah.
And now I bought West Michigan Cabinet Supply built me the pullout shelves.
Oh yeah.
What do we call those? What are we calling those?
Pullout shelves.
Yeah.
Okay. It feels like there should be a classier name for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jay, remember Half Stack and Nichols?
Oh yeah.
Dennis That's Nichols? The last time that I installed those.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I'm not going to lie, I've lost my edge. I tried twice, and both times it didn't work. And I said, fuck this game. I'm out.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking to spend money and have someone do it for me.
Somebody
do you need daddy to come help you?
Oh, I need daddy here in my life all the time. Daddy. Oh my god.
You got a big yard with a lot of mowing?
Big old yard. It's like an acre of grass. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It takes about 45 minutes on the zero turn.
Okay.
Nice.
She's a big girl. She's a big, big girl. Yeah.
This episode brought to you by West Michigan Cabinet Supply, your source, your wood source,
your hometown wood source
made of wood.
And by Baker Lumber, giving our community wood since 1842. Big shout out, Baker Lumber.
We got to send them our invoices.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Dick. Go ahead and send that invoice, Dick. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, what a good man.
Oh, yeah. Dick Wolf is who I was talking about, not Dick Baker.
Both good men.
Well, both good guys.
Great men.
Both great dicks.
Great dicks.
Love it.
Yeah.
So,
how
yeah.
How are you, Jay?
I'm good. I'm good. Been busy. Lots of softball and baseball in my life right now. We just got a new tent. I didn't tell you this, Caleb. We just got a new tent for camping. We're going camping on 4th of July at the St. Ignace State Park in the UP.
Nice. Yeah,
and we had our original tent from when we got married. It was a good tent, but she's lived a long and full life, and it was time to move on. And so we got a canvas tent.
Ooh.
A Kodiak canvas tent. I think it's 10 by 14.
Big girl.
And you could stand up completely in it.
Yeah.
It's a very comfortable tent. And so we set it up the other night and let it, you know, get some weather on it. You want to, you know, get it wet and all that kind of stuff. And we slept in it last night, and it was amazing. Nice. It was a perfect night for it. And then
does that come pre-waxed?
It's not a wax, but there is like a coating that it comes with it. Yeah. And so you just want to let it go through a rainstorm or just hose it down. And we were lucky enough to have a rainstorm go through this morning. So it was perfect.
Nice.
So I let it dry out all day and then got home tonight and put it away, folded it up and put away.
That's awesome. We also just bought a new tent.
Yeah. Tell me.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are a growing family.
Yes.
And we outgrew our tent that we bought when we got married.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we had to upgrade to an 8-person tent.
Oh, yeah.
Christ.
What kind of tent?
It's a North Face.
Nice.
Yeah. And REI had a smoking deal on it.
Nice. Oh, yeah. We actually were looking at. We were looking at deals on their website, and we wanted to try the canvas tent game. So we started looking around and found Kodiak.
Yeah. Keegan and I are actually getting ready to buy a canvas tent together.
Uh-huh.
Because we're going to do deer camp this year up in the UP.
Oh, so you'll bring a heater. And they have those heater ports on them.
Yeah. So I built a... when I was working at Flash Fab, I built a pellet stove that's fueled by pellets.
Farts.
Farts. It's, yeah, by human farts. So
sorry.
Yeah, so it's powered by pellets and
nice.
Should rip pretty good. Otherwise, we're going to be freezing our little dicks off. So
your tuchuses.
That's right.
So, guys, now that we've...
What's up?
Exchanged pleasantries.
I did not buy a tent, by the way.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I was wondering.
What did you buy, Caleb?
Not a tent.
Do you have any sponsor shout outs?
Lego. I bought some Legos. Does that count?
Wow. Yeah, that's a huge get for us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered the Zelda tree
Lego set. Yeah
the one that comes out in September. I'm pretty proud of it already. I don't even own it yet. I saw it and I was yoink, I'm buying that.
I feel like I should get into Legos.
It's a sickness.
Sure.
They're expensive, but they're so fun. You have to have a devoted place for them though.
Yeah.
I'm actually I have all my parts cut. I'm in the process of making a fold-up table in our guest room on the Murphy bed wall that will be for Lego sets.
That's sweet.
I just got to get it put together and paint it. But I need to have an empty and clean garage to do that. And my garage is not empty nor clean. My parents are coming this weekend, so maybe it'll be motivation to get my garage clean because she dirty.
I also need to say I bought this.
Yeah.
And then haven't had any time to set it up yet. So
it's pretty
apologies.
Simple. Like you should be able to just plug and play with that bad boy.
I know, but I'm also doing this on my phone. So
Yeah, it's hard to plug that into your phone.
I gotta find the right dongle or do this on my laptop. I don't know yet.
Yeah. Okay. No worries.
I'm still waiting for my check to cash before I'm really committed. So
you got a check? You found one?
Yeah.
Better cash it before Friday, otherwise I'm gonna cancel it.
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
So guys, what do we got this week? Superpowers?
Yes.
Superpowers.
Who picked this one? Yep. Was this you, Derek? Or was this Caleb?
No, I think it was me. Caleb.
Yep. Okay. It was me.
Nice.
Yep.
It was it's a good one. I like this one. We were chatting on our way home from the movie theater tonight. And I was just telling Caleb I was changing some of my answers after discussion. So it's a good one to talk about.
It was fun for me. Oh, sorry, Caleb, go ahead.
No, I was just saying you're not allowed to change it. Once you've written your list, you can't change it. There's no editing or tweaking allowed. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yep. I had to because I only had three on my list before tonight. So full disclosure.
It was fun for me because I got I just kept questioning everybody who walked in my office. I said,
their favorite pal. Nice.
What would you do? Yeah.
What would you do? I got some interesting answers, one of them of which made my list. I'm excited to talk about it.
Okay. Well, you want to go first then? Give us your number five.
Yes, my number five is teleportation.
Ooh, yep.
It seems right.
Yep.
I don't know. What would I do with it? I don't know.
So
I don't know.
Go on a lot of vacations.
When you say teleportation, are you thinking like Doctor Strange teleportation, or are you thinking more like why can I not think of the X-Men character?
Well, Gil, this is embarrassing for me.
I don't know who either of those people are.
I don't get into superheroes or Doctor Who. It's not a popular opinion. I know.
Doctor Strange, not Doctor Who.
Whatever.
I love it.
I don't like doctors.
Well, how would you want to teleport?
I just want to be able to think about it, Caleb, and then be there.
No.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
No tools.
All built in. That's right.
So that would be like the Nightcrawler. That's what the Nightcrawler does.
Sure. I'm sure it is.
Yeah. He visualizes a place and can go.
That's a serial killer, the Nightcrawler.
It's also an X-Men character.
That's the Ohio Rizzler, Jay.
That too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teleportation. That's a good one. Yep. I do not have that one. I would have probably put that one on, but I got different ones.
Okay.
It's good to have different.
I'll go next since this was Caleb's topic. Mine is invisibility. Number five is invisibility.
Yes.
Yeah, to be able to like just do like to just be able to take advantage of being invisible.
Yes.
Sneaking around on people, finding out information you're not meant to know and reap the benefits on the stock market. Like there's so many things that you could like do with invisibility. It would be pretty fun.
Well, Jay, you don't need to be invisible to take advantage of the stock market. You follow Nancy Pelosi.
That's right.
Now,
I just want those insider information.
Yes.
Now is your invisibility something you always are, or you have the ability to turn it on and off?
I want to
be able to turn it on and off. No, this is like Harry Potter shit, right?
Okay.
Like with his cloak.
I want the cloak.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Caleb?
So my number five is probably the most basic one, and that's flight.
Yeah.
I want to be able to fly.
Yeah.
I think that'd
How
be
would
really
you
cool.
like to fly?
What do you mean? How would I like to? I like Superman, you know,
like
just be able
Superman.
to,
Just
yeah.
Self-propelled. You're not flapping your wings.
Do you have to
Correct.
have a cape, or can you fly with whatever you're wearing?
I don't have to, but who doesn't want to have a cape if you're flying, right?
You make a really
I mean,
solid
this might
point.
get some weird looks.
I mean, you gotta have something flapping in the wind, right?
Well, I mean,
Well, we can talk about that more in a minute. My number four. X-ray vision. Mostly for all the pervy reasons. I'm sorry.
So you can see inside of a bank vault.
Yeah.
That's exactly right,
You can
Caleb.
see the
Thank you.
combination of a
Yep.
bank vault.
That's right. Yep.
Now, so your X-ray vision, is it like you're getting all the way to the bones, or you just want to see the boobies?
Well, that's a great question, Caleb. I think that in my mind, I have the ability to set the depth.
Okay. So you
You
could go to
know,
the bones or to the boobies.
that's right. I could crank up the power. I could be
Okay.
seeing bone marrow, or I could, you know, I could just poke through a wall, you know, or I could be a medical advantage. What if there's an emergency? I'm like, this dude's appendix
Yep.
is about to burst.
Or you could just be walking around all day, be like, you have brain cancer, you have, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah,
And just
bummer
be
about your
diagnosing things.
prostate.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't see it sooner. I had the depth set wrong.
How did that get in there? Looks like you got to poop, sir. Got to relieve those bowels.
That's right. So you need some Miralax. You are backed up.
All right.
God bless.
You good with
Jay?
your number four?
I'm good.
My number four is Total Recall, or the eidetic memory superpower, the
Ooh.
ability to remember all pieces of information that you consume. That's what I want.
Sure. Yeah,
Yeah, I
love
want to be
that.
smart. Yep. Especially like as like I don't remember things as well as I used to. Like I used to just remember baseball stats and just senseless information. I've now gotten to the point where bits of information are falling out. So I'd really like to be able to remember everything. That'd be pretty great.
Love that
So
one.
is this too like you'd be really quick at consuming information too? Like, or not necessarily. It's
I don't
just you
think
would
this
just
is
remember it all.
that. You just
Okay.
remember everything.
Got it.
Yeah. That actually would be a pretty good one too, though, the ability to consume information quickly, like a
Yeah.
super reader.
Yeah. I was thinking like in
That's
The
a
Matrix where they
also a TV
upload all
show
that
on PBS.
information. Okay. My number four is Derek's number five, and that is teleportation.
Nice.
Yeah. And mine is definitely Nightcrawler teleportation, where like you think of it and you poof, you're there.
You know
So.
what? There's no other way to do that, really, Caleb. Like, could you imagine, like, all of a sudden, boom, you've teleported to New Brunswick, something, who cares where? And then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, where's my device? You know?
Yeah, right. Where's my machine? Where's my phone booth?
Right. You're fucked.
Yeah, teleportation would be pretty sweet now that I'm thinking more and more about it. It's 'cause like you'd be like, "Oh, I want to be at Disney World. I'll go to Disney World for an hour or two and then I'll come home for dinner."
Yeah.
Yep.
Never have to pay for parking. You don't even need
Nope.
a vehicle.
Nope.
Well, imagine what it would do for the planet. Goodbye, greenhouse gases.
Yep.
On, scientists, figure this out.
I'm
Save the
saying.
planet.
My number three is.
No, wait, Jay. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm
Oh, go
sorry. I
ahead.
thought. No, I was thinking Jay didn't do his four, but he did do his
No,
four.
I did.
Sorry.
Yeah. My number three is. One of your number four is a
Numbers.
repeat. Invisibility.
Yep, that was my number five.
Yeah, it's the fly on the wall, right?
Yeah. The ability to, yeah, to be able to see things that might be different if you were otherwise present.
That's exactly
You know?
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, I think that's a real just human appeal.
Okay. My number three is telepathic, the ability to read minds specifically. Yeah, to be able to know what people are thinking and yeah, to be able to know what people think of you and what people, yeah, what people's strategies are. So, Vivian,
And
we're recording right now, just so you know.
this isn't like, this is more like Professor X than it is like where you hear all of the thoughts all the time, right? Like you control when you're doing it.
Right. I would want to be able to control it. I don't want all the
Yeah.
voices at once.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's too much of a responsibility.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good one. I don't know how to, I just put Wolverine. I don't know if that's like I just want to have his adamantium and
Adamantium exos or
yeah and
not
like being
exoskeleton, but
basically invincible where I heal, you know, I get shot and it heals. So like just all of that would be the super power that I want. So
Would you skip the painful
I mean, if you
installation
can, but
process?
if you can, but I don't think you can. I think you got to go through that.
Okay.
Right, that's part of the blessing and the curse.
It's
You
true.
can't get something for nothing in this
Right.
life.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't nothing free.
Nothing's free.
Okay,
Nope.
now my number two is one that came up in my office.
Okay.
And I'm interested to see what you guys might think, because I think it could be the first evil superpower that's getting brought up.
Derek's going dark.
I'm going a little bit dark, and it's the power of influence.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Right? This
Yeah.
is out of the box thinking. To be able to control people's minds like that, you know, or people's decisions.
Do you trust yourself with this power? Would you do good with it?
Well, listen, that's what I'm saying. I think it would become evil.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't
You could be
have to be, but
altruistic. You could
can you?
want what's best for the world. It's a
Yeah.
responsibility.
But then the world is just your puppet, right?
Yeah, but if you trust your ability to decide all of humanity's best, case scenario, or what's best for all of humanity, then
It's definitely a fine line because what your best is maybe not everyone's best, you know?
That's right.
Correct.
It'd
Correct.
be an
It's just your
interesting
view of it.
superpower to have, like, if you had another superpower to go with it. Like, listen, I'm gonna jump into my honorable mentions
Okay.
so that we can talk about it. I know we're out of
Okay.
order here, but if you could be all knowing, which
Yeah.
is on my honorable mentions, and have influence, that's powerful.
Yeah. Because then you have the big picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're God.
You're basically God.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
Interesting.
right,
Yeah.
so that was your number two.
Influence, huh? I would have
Yeah,
never thought of that.
influence.
Okay.
Me either.
Now I want to know what coworker said that, because that's
Yeah.
an interesting
Well, when
take.
he said it, I said, "Ooh, Brian, I think I just
Ugh,
learned too
interesting.
much about
I don't know
you."
if I want to work
Right?
with you anymore.
Yeah.
Brian.
Ooh,
Fucking
hey,
Brian.
we need to have an HR meeting later.
Yeah.
All right. So that was your number two. My number two is the ability to fly like Superman, straight off of Caleb's list. Yeah, I mean, Superman was, as a kid, was probably my favorite superhero movie series. And so, yeah, like the ability to do what he did in those movies,
Yeah.
just fly and see things and, yeah, go
Well, and
places.
at that point too, you don't even need teleportation, right? Because you can fly so fast, it's pretty close to the same. So,
Yeah, it is. The two really
And
do overlap.
And
you can
half
turn
the
back
fun,
time.
half or most of the fun is the journey. It's not just, you know, the destination. I feel like that's on t-shirts somewhere.
or a poster at the very least.
Or a spare tire cover on the back of a Jeep.
Say a bumper sticker. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was okay, my number two.
My number two has already been said as well. And I didn't know. My number two is invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which we've all
I
have
think
on
we've
our
all
list.
Said it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. It would definitely be an interesting one to have. So, yeah. And I love the idea of being able to turn it on and off. I wouldn't want to be invisible all the time, but
yeah.
No.
Definitely be cool to use.
I want people
when
to know
needed.
That I'm here most of the
yeah,
time.
Yeah. Yeah.
my number one, so basic, is it's flight.
But yeah.
Yeah. And I am also on the Superman style of flight. No
Yeah.
cape for me. Straight
No
naked.
Hand out.
Straight naked.
Yeah.
Straight naked. So
yep.
So no cape, but you still got something flapping.
That's correct.
Yep.
Are you flying wiener down or wiener up?
It depends if I'm erect or not.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, there's going to be drag regardless. So.
No, obviously.
Obviously.
You know, in my mind, Caleb,
the runnest.
Yes. That's how I steer.
Not very effective.
No, not very. There's not that much drag. This thing has really gone off the rails.
Yeah. Should I go to my number one?
Yeah, go for it, pal.
All right. Mine is super speed. I just think it, so like, I don't think I want to be like the Flash to where I can run around the earth in like a second or whatever. I just want to be the fastest human. I just think it'd be so fun to be fast and be able to just
You want to be
people
Usain
in foot
Bolt?
Races. Yeah, I want to be Usain Bolt.
Okay.
I just think that'd be so fun to be able to just like, I'm going to run over there and it'll take me like 5 seconds.
So your superpower is to just be a fast human.
Yeah, I think so. It'd just be fun.
Okay.
You know, there's a real theme here about just being able to get places quickly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I thought it'd be more fun than like strategically smart or anything like that, where it doesn't really benefit me that much other than I just can run faster than anybody else. I can make money off of that.
So your number one superpower is to be a semi-quick human being, right?
Very quick. Quickest ever.
Jay, are you allowed to exploit your superpowers for financial gain?
Of course.
I think so. That's called like
free market.
Yeah, democracy.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's my number one.
Perfect.
All right. My number one has three slashes in it because I want this all included. I want to be a Jedi, so it means I want to be able to use the Force and also have a lightsaber.
That's a
so
smart
it's like
move,
all that
Caleb.
together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be able to
I
use
don't
the
know, man.
Force and a lightsaber.
To me, that feels a little bit like wishing for more wishes here, Caleb.
No, because like it's got to all come together. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the Jedi use the Force, so that has to be in
they're
there.
One
and then
with
a
the Force, and the
lightsaber
Force
is
with them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let it slide.
What's your Jedi name?
I have no idea.
Do you know what mine is?
I know you told me, but I don't remember.
It's just my name backwards. It's Yaj Nurten.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I remember you told me. Yeah.
Oh,
Yaj,
my God.
What's up? This is Yaj here.
Oh,
no,
it's DJ
I have not,
Yaj.
I have
oh
not come
God.
Up with a Jedi name, but yeah, being able to be a Jedi would definitely be my number one superpower for sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Is Jedi a verb or a noun?
Both.
Are you Jedi-ing? I think it's a noun.
It's a noun.
Okay. I don't want to get into the weeds on that, Caleb, but
it's a noun.
All right.
the that actual would be one. A force wielder. There you go.
Yeah.
Did you guys have honorable mentions?
I did not.
A couple.
Mine was being all-knowing, and then lastly, time travel.
Mm. I thought about time travel, but then I was like, man, I don't know if that you start getting into the butterfly effect stuff, and I don't know if I want to mess with. Although Back to the Future is a great movie series,
it is, and you can get rich off of it.
Yeah, it definitely. I had time travel, Cyclops, and
why Cyclops?
Well, like Cyclops from X-Men, you know, where like he can shoot.
Oh, you can beams like, out of shoot his mind eyes? Bullets.
Yeah.
Beam of light.
Just to have one eye. Not to have one eye like an ogre Cyclops. Not that kind of Cyclops.
That is not a feature. He just looks stupid.
Yeah. And then my last one is, which I don't know if it's a, I don't know how to, like Neo from The Matrix. I want to have that kind of power too.
You can stop time and dodge bullets.
Yeah. If I could turn back,
you can
time.
Go in and out of the Matrix. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was a fun one tonight.
Yeah. That was fun. I like.
Including the penis rudder.
Jay, when you have AI make you a.
ChatGPT.
A ChatGPT make you a what thing for this.
Is.
An album cover. Please have it include a penis rudder, even if it's not the public one. I need to see what this looks like.
Where you fly naked. Can fly naked?
Are you trying to create the album art right now?
No. I'm just asking ChatGPT, what's the superpower called where you can fly naked?
I think it's just called flight.
That's what it said. The superpower where you can fly, regardless of whether you are clothed
or not. Yeah,
it's simply called flight.
Yeah,
the aspect of being naked does not change the nature.
The fact that you're a pervert doesn't change the superpower.
That's funny.
No, that's great.
So, what do you guys want to talk about next week?
Oh, let's. Whose turn is it to choose? I think it might be yours, Jay.
Yeah, I don't think I've picked in a couple weeks, so that would make sense. I think I want to do. What are your guys' thoughts? Either inventions or modern inventions, or should we just say inventions in general? Like everyday things that we use that are just like your favorite, or like we depend on these so much they're important.
You got to choose. You narrow it down.
This is dealer's choice, pal.
I think we'll just say inventions in general. Like if you want to pick the wheel, go ahead. Or if you want to, you know, pick the iPod mini, you know, that's sure. Up to you.
Top five inventions. Should we pick a genre of invention?
That's what I was wondering.
I know that you were talking like modern or just of all time, but like, you could, you know, argue something as simplistic as the wheel, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I realize I'm probably not pulled up. You could do the wheel, but also the iPhone, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I would pick the wheel because it's pretty basic.
Yeah.
And I enjoy my iPhone way more than a wheel.
Well,
would
you
ever
that.
Have had your iPhone without the wheel?
I know, it's true. Yep. Inception.
This is going to be a tough one. I'm not going to lie.
Let's say modern
put a
technological
date on it.
We'll say technology. So like
tech inventions.
Okay. Give me a date range, Jay.
1984. I don't
1984.
Know.
1984. Don't be facetious.
No, I'm just saying, like, that was when the Apple computer was.
You could do like 1900s to present.
1900s. Yeah, because okay. You could say like telegraph and CB
Oh, sure.
radio, you could
Yeah.
say, the radio, the phonograph, the light bulb. Is the light bulb 1900s? Yeah.
Yeah.
Color
Was
television,
it?
MTV.
I mean, 1900s would
no,
be the eight.
Are we talking MTV's an invention?
I don't know. I'm just spouting off at this point. Mm.
Sorry, I meant 19th century, not 19. I meant 19th century. So like the 1800s to now.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I like it. Modern inventions.
1880 is when Edison's light bulb was,
light bulb.
But
oh, okay.
it
I
was
think this would
invented
count.
before him. Yeah.
This it would still be considered modern, I think, like what Caleb
Sure.
was saying, that's 19th century.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
Yeah, it'd be a fun one. What are you doing for Father's Day, Derek?
Working on my kitchen.
Fathering?
Yeah. A father's needs come last, you know, Jay.
That's true. A
So,
lot of times.
Yeah, I'll be working on my kitchen. Might get some more chickens this weekend.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
How many chickens do you have?
Currently, 8. And
Okay.
We're going to get 6 this weekend. So
now, will you get chicks or will you get full-size chickens?
These ones will be chicks.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just go down to Tractor Supply and get them, or where do you get them?
Historically, we have, but we actually just got some full-grown, like, yearling chickens from this crazy chicken lady in Robinson Township. And she messaged me, and she was
Is that
like,
how she
hey.
advertises?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Crazy chicken lady. She messaged me and was like, hey, I remember you said that you were looking for chicks. I've got 6 of them. I'll give them to you for $2 a piece if you take them all. Like, okay.
Nice.
Sweet.
I'll take your chicks.
Chicks.
That's pretty
What about
cheap.
You?
That's pretty cheap for chicks.
Oh, yeah.
Those are cheap chicks.
Cheap, cheap chicks. Like Sia. I love cheap chicks.
Cheap pills. I love cheap pills.
Oh, I can't hear that song without thinking of your dear sweet daughter. I just can't.
It's true. It was one of her first songs that
It
she
was.
loved.
What are you guys doing for the holiday?
We're coming into Grand Haven
Oh,
for
nice.
Saturday, and then we'll go home on Sunday. And then my parents are actually coming here that night and spending the night and going to Vivian's last softball game, or last
That's
home
awesome.
softball game. Yeah.
Very cool. Caleb?
Nothing. I totally forgot that Sunday's even Father's Day.
Yeah. I did too, honestly.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, because Jay asked her, there was like, oh yeah, that's Sunday. So we already had, we bought tickets for the, we're going to go to John Ball Zoo, the Lumen, like do the lanterns at night. So,
oh,
nice.
Cool.
We bought those even before I realized it was Father's Day. So we'll do that Sunday night. But
that's super cool.
Try to see either my in-laws or my dad sometime. But
yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Cool. I have Wednesday off this week, or this coming week, for Juneteenth. We
oh,
get
the
that off.
19th, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I feel a little bit guilty taking the holiday.
As a white man, or?
As a white man. That's
yeah.
right. But they're going to
But you
pay
get
me.
it off.
So
I mean,
that's
yeah,
right.
I mean, rules are rules.
Yeah.
That's right. I got to play by these rules, you know?
Yeah.
Just donate your salary to a black organization and then you'll feel fine.
That's right.
Just your day salary, not your entire salary. Sorry. I should have specified that.
Yeah. Just my day's salary.
Yeah.
I probably won't be doing that. I'm going to be honest. But
just thought it was a way to get rid of your guilt, you know?
Sure. Oh, well, listen, I always say, don't let the sins of the father, you know, like I didn't have slaves. This wasn't my idea.
No.
We should probably leave it there.
Yeah, fun.
Cool.
So, Modern inventions.
Modern inventions next week. It's good to get back with you guys. It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry for the snafu last week.
Oh, no apologies necessary. I mean, that was one thing that Caleb and I said when we first started doing this is like, even if you just don't feel like it, like we're not going to force this thing. Like we're doing this for fun. We're not doing this because we have to record or get an episode.
And for the Benjamins. Even if we,
and the Benjamins and the Athletic Greens.
That's right.
So
I don't think
better help.
I don't think kids say that anymore, do they? For the Benjamins, they do it for the Benjamins. I think that's
it's all about the Benjamins, baby.
That's an older people thing, right?
Yeah.
Real boomers.
Yeah. I just took my Riz down a lot.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah.
Now you're Ohio Riz.
I don't even think I'm Ohio. I think I'm
so skibbity Smurf cat.
I think I'm like Mississippi Riz now.
Ooh.
I know.
Ouch. You know that's where my in-laws are from, Caleb. But that tracks. Saying,
it's further down south.
You got out, Derek. You got out. Good job.
That's right. God bless America.
Well, I hope you guys have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
We'll see you. If we're in town, maybe we'll see you, but who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. We're around, buddy. We're around.
Okay.
He's got some... shelves to put in. You got some things to put in for him.
I need daddy's help. I'm headed upstairs to go watch Bridgerton.
Ooh. Season premiere?
Yes. Well, they split the season in half. So
okay.
The next four episodes drop tonight. So
okay.
I'm gonna be busy tonight.
Is there four? Are they dropping all four right now?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. We're pushing an hour each, so I'm going to be a zombie in the morning. But
yeah, I wonder if Katie's watching that. She hasn't mentioned it.
Do you watch it?
I watched a little bit of the first season with her, and I just wasn't ready for another show at that point, and so I never got into it, and she finished it without me.
It's
steamy.
It I've is heard. Steamy. Yeah. Great show, though. Quite honestly, it really is a good show. So
I think we're probably finished watching Princess and the Frog tonight. We were watching that in the tent last night. And
that's pretty steamy, too.
Fell asleep. Yeah, it was steamy. Hi, Katie.
Smells like poop up here.
Yeah.
It smells like poop up here.
Would you shit your pants?
No, there's a litter box. No, there's not a litter box. I think somebody did something they weren't supposed to.
I think Katie shit her pants.
Jay. Sniff around.
I guess I'm going to go find some cat poop. That's what
don't eat it.
That's what my night consists of now.
Sounds like your number one superpower.
Yeah.
Finding cat poop.
Get the paper towel and cleaner. Hopefully it's not on a rug.
Or in a shoe.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's bad news.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
All right. Oh, have a good night, found y'all. It.
She found it already? Nice.
You found it. I'm going to go find sounds out like where it is.
Sounds like it's Katie's superpower.
All right.
We'll see you later. I can't wait to see the picture of this one, Jay.
It's going to be the album art.
Yes.
All right.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.
And that's another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the starting point, not the limit, guiding us through another labyrinth of favorites with a few extra twists. Catch us next week for more adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a high five from Jay and Caleb to you. See you next time.